Good morning, everyone. I'm really glad to be here this morning. And for many of you, you are aware that Mike began his chemo and radiation treatment last week. So he would love to have been here in person to make this announcement, but we both thought it would probably be best if he stayed home this morning. So here I am. I thought, well, maybe I'll do my best impersonation of him and make this announcement. And then I thought, no, I think I'll just read his announcement word for word, because I know he was very excited to present this information to you. So just pretend I'm Mike and listen to this announcement, okay? Two pieces of very good news from Pastor Mike Wilkins on behalf of the Board of Elders. Number one, I am thrilled to announce that the two-year pastoral apprenticeship of Nate Wright has just this last week come to a completely successful conclusion. The intention of the program has always been that a gifted young man with aspirations to become a pastor moves into the center of West London church life for 2 years of personal training and ministry opportunity, all the while trusting the Lord to prepare him to become the pastor of a church of his own and to lead him to that church. Last Sunday, Nate was soundly elected to the position of pastor of Crossroads Alliance Church, which happily for us is only about 20 miles east of here, between Ingersoll and Thamesford. Nate begins his work on August 1st. Of course, we will be sad to see him go, but that was always a part of the plan. I never meant to find us an apprentice pastor whose exit we would be looking forward to. As a church, we should be happy that our investment of time and money has provided a sister church of ours with such a wise and godly young leader. At the same time, we should all be very happy for Nate and Colleen. This appointment is a great opportunity for him to exercise and develop his pastoral gifts and leadership, and is a great opportunity for both Nate and Colleen to be a rich source of God's blessing to the Crossroads congregation, for whom we should also be very happy. Secondly, the whole combination of mixed emotions raises a pair of obvious questions. Who replaces Nate? And what happens to the apprenticeship program with Mike being so sick? These two questions lead to my second piece of good news. I want you to see what the board and I have come to see about how well and faithfully the Lord has gone before us. About 8 months ago, as Nate entered his second year of the two-year program, I began conversations with a friend of Nate's about the possibility of him being the second apprentice. A lot of prayer has followed that conversation, and a lot of discussion between him and me, between him and his wife, and between me and the board. As the nature of my sickness became known, the plot certainly thickened, and our praying and discussing increased. But all these months later, as the time of Nate's departure was approaching, the board and I have come to the unanimous conclusion that God has wonderfully provided our church with this very man for just this time. His godliness, his spiritual and personal maturity, his Bible knowledge and well-developed theology, his many years of local church lay leadership, and his wholehearted love for God, the Word of God, the Kingdom of God, and God's people combined to make him an ideal candidate for this position at this time in West London's experience. He is here this morning with his wife and their family, and I have asked him to take a few minutes just now to introduce himself to you, although I know some of the men have already made his acquaintance. He begins his work as the apprentice pastor this coming August 1st, and his name is Jude St. John. Welcome.
Thank you. It's wonderful for me to be here at this very exciting time. Exciting for Nathaniel. I've known Nathaniel since he was a preteen. We went to church together. His father was my pastor for a lot of years. And 2 years ago, I was in the situation that you're in now, and that I had to say goodbye to Nathaniel because Nathaniel was leaving our church, where he was a youth pastor, to come here and do the apprentice program. I want to encourage you. The last 2 years has been so exciting for me, even though I was disappointed he had left, to see how much he's grown and what God's done in his life and what God is leading him to now. It's wonderful to see. One of the things that certainly made it easier to let Nathaniel go is what I've heard over the last 2 years. And what I've heard is what a wonderful and loving congregation you all are. He speaks very highly of you and has told me many times over how much you've blessed him and what a big part you've been in his life. So we should all be encouraged, I know we are, for what Nathaniel's got ahead of him today. I also want to note that to come to this congregation is just a privilege and an honor for me to come and be able to work with you and work alongside Mike and the board here. I'm very humbled by the opportunity, and I'm really looking forward to it. Some big changes for me and my family, but nevertheless, it's a great opportunity, and I'm so thankful for it. My wife's here today. I'll ask her to stand quickly. This is Nicole, my wife of 17 years, and I've got a couple of daughters there. I have 5 children. The oldest is in grade 9, the youngest is in grade 1, and so I don't embarrass myself. They're just sort of evenly dispersed in between them. So it's always tough when someone asks their age because invariably I get some of it wrong. So you know a little bit about myself. I grew up in London, was born and raised here. Both my wife and I have almost spent our entire life within about 2 miles of this church. We still live 2 minutes away, and we went to Orchard Park, Banting, and then University of Western Ontario. So we're from the area. After University of Western Ontario, I played professional football in the Canadian Football League for 14 years. And then they told me that I wasn't good enough anymore and I needed to get a real job. So I went from playing football to teaching here in London. Currently, I'm teaching English at Saunders Secondary School. I'll continue to do that part-time next year, as well as spending part-time here doing the apprenticeship program. I did want to say, you know, these are interesting times, and even in between services, a couple of congregation members came and spoke to me about that with what's going on with Mike and Nathaniel and the changes that are happening. And let me encourage you. I will affirm what I know Pastor Mike and Pastor Nathaniel preached to you, and that is God was not surprised by any of this. This does not confound him. This does not confuse him. As a matter of fact, he planned it. And so we can put our trust and our faith in him for that. I think ahead to 20 years, when we look back on this difficult situation, I'm confident that we'll say the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. He is intimately involved in what's going on, and I have great faith in what he can do through all of us through this situation. So let me reiterate, it's just a blessing and a privilege for me to be a part of this as a 40-year-old with 5 kids who has a job to think that somehow I'd be able to do some ministry was almost unbelievable for me. But through years and years of praying, particularly my wife, who's been faithful in that, it's wonderful to see an opportunity like this come my way. I'm so grateful to God for it. And as I said, grateful to this congregation for giving me this opportunity. Thank you.